What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get to the cakes update, a couple other things to point out about the Nationals. And if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067 with your thoughts on the dismissal of both Davey Martinez, the manager, and Mike Rizzo out as general manager and president of baseball operations. Jeff Passan points out, when you look at their salary, their payroll, the top two guys right now that are the highest paid players on the Washington Nationals aren't on the Nationals.
Correct.
Strasburg retired, and Scherzer, who's with the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
They are your two highest paid players on the Nationals' payroll.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about that.
So
many
there's
times.
That. Now, on the negative side towards Rizzo's ledger, a lot of people criticize the draft choices that they've made in recent times that none of them have panned out yet. Brady House, third baseman, was the number 11 pick in the 2021 draft. He's done well in the minors, hasn't done anything yet in the pros.
I think he's done okay so far.
Elijah Green. Drafted number five in 2022.
So
he's in high A ball. And then Dylan Cruz, it's a little early, took him with the number two pick in the 2023 draft. But there have been questions about their player development and some of the draft choices. Now, the Juan Soto deal has paid dividends. James Wood makes his first All-Star game, as does Mackenzie Gore. So mm-hmm. those are going to be your two Nationals representatives in the All-Star game. C.J. Abrams has been really good. But beyond that, the draft has been criticized.
The draft heavily criticized. Yeah. People praising his trades, by and large. Free agents' pickups have been, you know, so-so. Some good, some bad. He'll point to, obviously, the run they made from 2012 to 2019, whatever, when they won four titles or whatever, won a World Series, just went on a ridiculous run where they were the first or second most winningest team in that time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem has been they just really, you know, they kind of fallen off since.
I think there are only two teams with the worst record this season. And
yes.
like I said, only one team since they won the World Series with the worst overall record.
Yeah. You can make the argument. Shouldn't really be a big shocker to anyone. The timing is, I think, the biggest one, as you touched on. The draft a week away. The season winding down. They didn't make a move a month or so ago. But clearly, they had big decisions to make. I don't think there was a scenario where they could bring Davey back. And, you know, I don't know. The Mike thing just, I don't know.
It's crazy, especially since the draft is next week.
Yeah.
And maybe they've already settled in on that top pick. But, you know, you got more than one pick you have to
take. What's interesting is they have all those guys that are doing all the scouting still there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mike would just make the final call or, you know, but.
Yeah, he'd be the biggest voice in the room.
He wasn't the one individually scouting those guys.
No. And they haven't. Right
it
now,
it just doesn't happen
manager.
Very often.
Yeah,
they're going to announce that today, right?
They are. They said today.
So right now they don't have a manager.
I assume it'll be Hickey. Maybe it'll be someone else, one of the bench coaches. I have no idea.
It might be the AAA coach because those are Davey's guys.
So yeah.
Unlikely, possibly, that those guys would want to slide in.
I thought they said LaCroix, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As for the draft choice, they say the two leading candidates are Ethan Holliday,
mm-hmm.
who's a shortstop, brothers playing for the Orioles, father, of course, was in the major leagues, and this left-handed pitcher, Cade Anderson from LSU, both represented by?
Mm-hmm.
Scotty B.
Scott Boras.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can't get away from that guy.
They're used to that.
What are you going to do? The nature of the beast. Be happy when that guy retires. Boras.
But you know what? Look, when you're the second worst team in the National League, we've talked about the teams this year that have already made moves, right? The Orioles made a move. The Pirates made a move. The Rockies made a move. The Nats have made a move, right? So the teams that were struggling at the time all fired their managers. Now, it's rare to fire your manager and GM on the same day. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen very often.
I think they said last time it's happened like 10 years or something. I don't know.
I thought it was 2006. What were we talking about? Wasn't it the Royals?
I thought that was a different.
Oh, maybe maybe that's before the all star or the draft.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't happen very often, Now you've got different people making all the choices until the end of the season. We'll see what happens at the trade deadline. Obviously, the draft is next week, but
to me,
a lot of people will say, "Okay, I can see why you would make that move. The team has struggled." But again, on the flip side, ownership since Ted Lerner passed away refused to spend money.
Yeah, they haven't been particularly involved.
Is it something on the scouting side where they haven't been hitting like they should at a good clip on these top picks?
Sure, well, for sure. That's why he rehauled the whole thing.
Sure, and he fired a bunch of those international scouts, but. The fact that your boss won't go out and get you big money guys when you're in a division where there's nothing but big money guys, you're between a rock and a hard place, man.
I'm Team Rizzo all the way, but I mean, I get it. You know, the team just, the bottom fell out. And that's the thing that I just struggled with a couple weeks ago before I left for Dallas, was the team being 30 and 32 or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
just a month or so ago. And then just to have just an awful June and then, you know, just backing it up again with another awful July. Wild how quickly things can change, but you know, in hindsight and when you look at it, you know, from 2019 till now, they don't have a good record. They don't have a lot to show for it. I do think they have some good young players. I do think that the guys got screwed a little bit with some of these injuries, but every team has injuries, so we'll see what they do, see how active the Lerners are. I've always maintained I've been like the weirdest defender of the Lerners throughout all this. Like, the Lerners right now have replaced Dan Snyder. And not on the same level, and it's a different vibe, right? You don't have, like, workplace issues and that sort of thing that Dan had, you know, all the inappropriateness and just I mean, Dan was a debacle times a million.
Yep.
But the Lerners have become sort of like everybody's whipping boy in town for sports. And I've always maintained that I think that when they become competitive or get close to being competitive, they'll start spending money again. But that's, you know, that's just a leap of faith.
They're also not that close. When you're 16 games under 500... You know, and you look at the lineup.
Not with this current roster,
though. We love Abrams, love James Wood, but you know, what did they have out there yesterday against the Red Sox? Alex Call leading off.
Yeah, but he's been playing all year. Jacob Young,
Rosario at second base.
I'm just saying that 6 weeks ago, they were basically at 500, and it looked like they were trending. And I agree, the bottom fell out.
It's a long season.
It's wild. I thought they were closer. You know, 6 weeks ago, clearly. So we'll see. I mean, maybe they're light years away. Maybe they're 10 years away still.
But the question is, was it just the fact that they were outscored 27-9 in the Sox series? Or were they going to make the change anyway, no matter what happened in the series?
Well, I think that they were not going to renew Davey for sure.
So were they going to make, even if they swept the Red Sox, they were going to still fire him?
I don't know. I mean, then they would have been in a weird situation because they needed to kind of make a decision on the contract, and then he would have been a lame duck. Like, it would have just been weird.
Yep.
So it almost from a timing sense, it actually kind of makes sense.
From a timing sense, it does.
But it's all weird
based
for
on
sure.
what happened. But from a timing sense, it would have made more sense after an 11-game losing streak.
Right, because I weren't. Yeah, I guess they.
But
just
who knows
ready.
what was going on behind closed doors? We have no.
We
idea.
Have no idea. I don't doubt that they were pressuring him, but I think they also, by all accounts, they love Davey too. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lerners really like Davey.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? It was a cavalcade of terrible events. They looked like they were kind of building towards something. I really believe that. And then it just fell apart completely. So,
Passan points out on ESPN that there also was a sense that Rizzo was tethered to Davey.
So definitely. Yeah. I have that sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to him 3 weeks ago, right or wrong, fans wanted a scalp. When they were in the middle of that losing streak, they wanted something.
Mm-hmm.
And Davey was not going to do it. Mike was not going to do it. Davey was his guy. He wasn't going to blame it all on him, despite the comments and everything else. Those two guys were kind of tied at the hip, and that's why this all yesterday kind of actually makes sense. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, the only thing is, and there's not enough time to completely shake it up, when you just keep the guys who are right underneath, what kind of change do you expect?
They're the same guys. They're the same scouts. He's got the same Cambridge Analytics guy, Mike DiBartolo. He's now the head guy. He was right in Mike's ear for the last 10 years.
Assistant.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while, there'll be an assistant coach that takes over and changes the course of a team. But more often than not, it's more of the same. All they're doing is rearranging the deck chairs here.
A little bit.
But that's just temporary.
Yeah.
When they hire a new GM, they'll have their own new scouting department. They'll start from scratch all over again.
Yeah.
You can't fire everyone
the
week before the draft.
The question is this new GM, whoever it is, going to have to deal with the same stuff?
I think until they are competitive.
Unless it's a tank job just to sell at the end of the year or sell in the offseason, which I don't know if that's going to happen. But the new GM, based on track record, the new GM that comes in, unless he's hires an unbelievable scouting department and they're just killing it in the Dominican and drafting these college and high school kids, he'll be dealing with the same stuff.
Yeah.
His highest payroll guy will be Nate Lowe, $10 million.
Because of the situation, I don't know that it's a super attractive job. Like, you take it because it's an MLB job, but if you're going to be hamstrung by the owners for the next 5 years or, you know, the foreseeable future, is this the one you really, really want? I don't know.
1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. So, Cakesy, fill me in. I've seen a couple of the updates, and we retweeted a few at Junks Radio.
Well, yeah.
He's in Vegas for the World Series of Poker. $10,000 buy-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was staked, but $10,000 buy-in, and how many players did you say there were?
I think it was 9,800.
Wow.
It was close to 10,000.
I mean, I'm always amazed when we have our poker open and have 700 people. So basically 10 grand.
Yeah, because they're playing for like 10, 11, $12 million in top prize money. The main event gets the people. You're asking the wrong guy for daily updates. My wife has actually been monitoring Cakes. I've been monitoring it, you know, when he makes his posts. I saw that he was drinking a margarita when I got up around 4 a.m. So about 1 o'clock his time.
How many chips do they start with?
I think they started with 60,000.
Yeah. Okay, because I saw at the end of day one, I think he was under 60,000.
He was hovering right around it. I think he had at one point maybe had 68, 69, then another point he had like 58. So he really was just breaking even.
Right, but he survived day one.
Survived day one.
Do you then get a day off right back at it?
There's like 4 or 5 day ones. Okay. Right? So you got to get all those day ones in. And then
so he survives day one, kind of hovering where he was.
Yes.
And then what I saw yesterday, he did a little selfie video where he said that he doubled up. Now there was a lot of poker jargon that I wasn't necessarily following. He talks about the villain and blanks and
well, the important thing is he doubled up again. So he doubled up from like 60 to 120, and then later in the back end, the last level, he doubled up to like 260 or something. So and then they bagged his chips and he's chilling. I guess he comes back today.
So 260,000 in chips. Now this would be my question. What is the average stack right now?
I don't know at that point. At the 120, he was right around average. At the 260, I don't know. He's probably a little bit above average. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think when he was doubled up to 120 something, he was right around average. But you can call Dina. She's been monitoring it.
He's in 247th place right now.
Pretty great.
That's excellent.
Pretty great. You know, the main event is it's a test of your patience, and I've been very, very impressed with Cakes' patience. Those 2 hour levels are huge.
Here's what I'm reading: that the average stack on day two of the World Series of Poker It says 133,000 big blinds.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, just what is the average stack? Just what is the average stack? 133,000? That's probably close to accurate.
Just the first thing that popped up when I put it into Google. I'm not sure. If anybody knows, I know a lot of people are tailing cakes. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. It's pretty exciting. He had his Cakes Classic, like a warm-up, a tune-up, like the day before.
Well, he's been prepping for this for years. It's something that he's always wanted to do, is play the main event. A lot of, like, most amateur poker players would love a shot at the main event. He's really, really dedicated himself to poker over the last 10 years or so.
And says pretty much all he ever watches every night is old World Series of Poker.
He's as prepared as anybody could be. It's perfect. And it's a great, it really is a great event in the sense that you have plenty of time to play it out. You don't get rushed by, you know, 40 minute or 30 minute blinds and, you know, you have 30 minute levels rather. So you really get an opportunity to play and see some flops. I think he was carded at Moses of Day One, it sounded like.
All right,
but he started to run into some cards yesterday.
Cakes has 276,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Average is 180.
Yeah, so he's doing great
right now.
So he's a little bit above average.
A little above average right
what
now.
What is the chip leader? About a million? 900?
Just under a million, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's doing great. He's doing great.
He's in the mix. If you start with 10,000 people, essentially, Jason said 9,800, and you're in 267th place.
That's what I read.
To me, that's pretty good.
It might be over 10,000.
Yeah, I just said, look, he just got to stay alive. Chip in a share, stay alive, stay alive, stay alive. If you find a way to get into the money, and then, you know, just free rolling the rest of the way. It's great.
Isn't he pretty much free rolling the whole way?
I mean, he is, but I know he really wants the cash.
Of course.
You know, but yeah, and he's doing a great job giving his updates, too. I think his updates have been really entertaining.
Saw somebody offered him in. Coke.
I saw that. Yeah, there's somebody on
he didn't
streets.
Say whether he said yes or no.
I assume he said no. By the way, what was the update on the sex trip? How many did you guys ask him?
Did not ask.
I don't
him.
Think we even asked.
You guys didn't ask him.
We did.
I was not as obsessed as you.
That would have been your question.
I was thinking about how many times Cakes had sex on his sex trip.
How many times did you have it in Dallas?
Well, I was with my family.
In a separate room.
No, zero.
Oh, yeah, that's a monkey wrench.
Yeah, I'm zero.
We completely forgot.
You completely forgot. No interest.
Didn't even think about it.
No interest. I was thinking about him when I was in Dallas. By the way, in Dallas, I do want to give an anecdote. I know Mark Cuban is peripherally involved at this point with the Mavs. That guy has done an unbelievable job of marketing. When you get into, now I went, there's like two main airports out there. I went to the Love Airport, smaller of the two, not the Dallas-Fort Worth. There are huge murals of the Mavs kind of everywhere, all over the airport. You get outside the airport on the buildings.
Cooper everywhere.
Anthony Davis, Kyrie. I mean, just massive murals of them. More than, like, I didn't see a mural of one Cowboy.
Right. They're nothing. All in on Cooper.
The Mavs.
Don't care about the Cowboys.
The Mavs marketing, but this is something obviously they've been doing for a decade or more. is everywhere.
Have they taken down all of the Luka stuff?
I didn't see any Luka stuff.
Yeah.
I was driving by what I believe was the Mavs practice facility every day, which is just right there. But I went to Dealey Plaza.
Did you have any celebrity sightings? Give me your celebrity sightings. Because I can't remember who I saw. I saw a video.
Yeah.
I don't think it was an athlete. It might have been a comedian.
You saw Adam Sandler was there.
Maybe that's what it was.
Adam Sandler was there. And I think LeBron was there maybe at one point watching his daughter. For me, I always see Jared Jeffries.
Like, you see the same donks.
I see him at every tournament. And others, I'm not even looking.
You don't talk to them. You just kind of see them, right? You never talked to him.
No, I got no interest. What would I say?
Well, I don't know if they were.
Jason would go up and say, big fan or something like that.
Not to Jared Jeffries.
When you see him, like last year was Peyton Manning, you always see different people. Like one year it was Kevin Garnett. When you see these people, they're not so approachable. They don't want to be bothered.
I'm sure they're not. I just didn't know if you were playing, if your daughter was playing against their teams.
No, there's just so many big donks.
Yeah.
There's probably a bunch in there and you just don't even realize it.
Right.
Because there's thousands and thousands of people there. But yeah, Dallas big dud. But I have to give props to the Cubans people. And I don't know who's in charge of that now, but they way outmarket the Cowboys. I know the Cowboys are way bigger. But like when you just walk around town, you just see more Mavs stuff than you do Cowboy stuff. And I recognize that the Cowboys are 10 times bigger. But it's just their marketing is phenomenal. They've blanketed the city with Mavs. They look like icons in that town.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
They're looking forward to the season. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to get Kyrie back, but who knows if they make another move. They can make another move and acquire another big-time player.
Right.
They are all in.
And again, I did go to Dealey Plaza. I'm not interested in sightseeing at all. Zero. I have friends that are in Europe currently, and they send me all the pictures, and I'm like, great, I'll never have to go. I had to go to Dealey. I couldn't believe I was literally driving on the way to the convention center, and it said, literally there was a sign. It said Grassy Knoll. And I got freaked out, and I couldn't believe we were that close. And made a big point of emphasis of walking over there. Did the whole route. We drove through the route.
Right.
There are a ton of people there.
Memorials everywhere.
Well, there's just a ton of like plaques and guys selling tchotchkes and people going out there and taking their picture on the street on the X where JFK was shot. Two different locations there on Elm Street. Really, really sort of surreal. That was cool. If you ever go to Dallas. Skip the rest. It's mostly like Florida without the beaches. It's just like strip plaza after strip plaza.
I've only been in Dallas one time, and that was when we did the Super Bowl show.
Yeah. It's.
I got no interest in going back.
There's no reason to go back. There's no reason to go back.
No.
All right. Got to take a break.
Summer.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. We got Chelsea James from the Washington Post joining us at 8 and Barry Zwerluga at 9 to give us their insight on the Mike Rizzo dismissal and Davey Martinez also fired for the Washington Nationals here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.